Unit 9. The True Story of France's Fight Against Planned Obsolescence.
For almost a century, companies have been designing products to fail so that they can sell the same thing to you again next year. It's called planned obsolescence. France became the first country in the world to define and outlaw the practice. The law read, "Planned obsolescence means the techniques by which a manufacturer aims to deliberately reduce the life of a product to increase its replacement rate. It is punishable by 2 years' imprisonment and a fine of €300,000. This year, French non-profit Halte à l'obsolescence programmée, short HOP, has brought legal suits against tech giant Apple and printing giant Epson for breaking the planned obsolescence law. The European Union is on track for similar legislation. Forging into opening space are new industry-challenging companies, such as washing machine startup L'Increvable, who are looking to rock the market with a machine built to be easily fixable, with a 50-year guarantee. We spoke to the people fighting planned obsolescence on the front line. Pascal Durand is a French politician, a member of the Green Party, and author of the European Resolution Against Planned Obsolescence. Adèle Chasson is the project manager at HOP. Christopher Santerre is a co-founder of L'Increvable.
9 years ago, almost no one had heard about planned obsolescence. A few years ago, we generated more than 44 million tons of e-waste. Most of this e-waste is burned or buried, which causes long-term pollution of soil, air, and water. We need to change the way we design, produce, and consume these products. Changing the production is the hardest part because it takes time and costs a lot of money. The startup L'Increvable itself was created as a response to the planned obsolescence drift.
Every day in Europe, 43 kilograms of resources is consumed per inhabitant. That is 30% more than 50 years ago. We have become a disposable society. This has dramatic environmental consequences, not only in terms of resource depletion and the problem of waste generated, but also in terms of greenhouse gas emissions to bring these low-cost products to the other side of the world. There are social consequences too. Consumers have to buy more products in shorter intervals, especially low-income households.
Change is always possible. Last year, a study revealed that 52% of French people are willing to reduce their consumption. And 44% of that group associated the idea with buying longer-lasting products. France might now be on the cutting edge for built-to-last products.
There is a real expectation from customers that products should last longer and be more repairable. Some members of the French Senate have been trying to make planned obsolescence illegal since 2013, but the government didn't want it in the law. When that law passed, it was really the start of it for us, the catalyst. It provided us with an opportunity to mobilize citizens. Laetitia Vassar created HOP, and the team started to work to gather information. We ended up with hundreds of testimonies about Epson printers and thousands of Apple iPhone complaints.
After that law passed, mentalities changed. Now, planned obsolescence had entered everyone's head. It was a strong signal. But the next step is to take action by applying the law. At the end of last year, we were ready to submit our cases to the courts. We filed against Epson and Apple for planned obsolescence. We expect a lot from the investigation against Apple, as the outcome of this will be so important for the years ahead and have the potential to hinder other companies' attempts in the future to deliberately create gadgets that fall apart within a short period of time.
The European Union had never before taken up the problem of the lifetime of objects. That is why I proposed a study on the benefits for both companies and consumers of extending the shelf life of products. The report proposed solutions to encourage manufacturers to design products that consumers can use for longer, repair, reuse, share. The approach was different from the French law, which qualified planned obsolescence as a crime punishable by a fine of 300,000 euros. In my report, I chose to address all aspects of obsolescence and to especially encourage industry, but also consumers and public authorities, to change production methods and alter consumption.
I see. So what's your aim?
We want consumer panels to work together with manufacturers and determine the criteria for estimating a product's lifespan. This would make it possible to establish a common definition and build a law around it. As legislators, we can only propose and stimulate changes. We cannot replace manufacturers. But it is now obvious that there is a consensus to tackle product durability and that it is not a fad of ecologists.
In fact, everyone can make a simple change right away by refusing to buy electronic gadgets so often. Do we really need a tablet or to change smartphones every single year? First refuse, then reduce, then opt for second-hand products and finally repair as much as we can. If we all start to do that, we would start to make decisive change.
For the Apple and Epson cases, we're looking forward to the final legal decision. Meanwhile, the EU has brought in a flat 2-year product guarantee. We're happy that the French government has been lobbying Europe to make this 2-year guarantee a compulsory minimum. We're hoping that it's just the beginning. If planned obsolescence is prohibited completely but never applied, there is no point having a law. Thank you.